You know what? It was another shootout, and we just glad that you know, we came out on top again. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had a couple plays myself. Stepped out of bounds. You know, I should have been, more aware of where I was on the field. And that the last play, you know, guy kind of made a shoestring tackle on me. So we definitely left a lot of points on the field. And, you know, I guess it's new. Where it's early on in the season, and, you know, something we just need to grow from. My favorite? I don't know. I haven't watched film yet, you know. I don't even know which one you're talking about.
When you stepped out of bounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a good catch. You know, I just tried to give him late hands. It's a technique that I was working on this offseason. And, you know, the DB, you know, he looks for your hands to go up in the air. And when you do that, you know, you're letting them know that the ball's there. So I just, you know, waited till the last second to throw my hands and, you know, that's what I did. And, you know, I got great work this whole year, you know, going against Champ and Dre. So, you know, I'm at advantage when I get out there, and, you know, I'm happy to have those guys.
When did you make the decision to give the
touchdown ball? Yeah, well, you know, I work with Reverend Kelly, and I try to get out there every Tuesday and just show my face every week to the kids. I mean, it's something that, you know, they need, and I think I need myself. And, you know, I had about 10 kids out to the game today, you know, the open door, program, after school program, and I scored a touchdown. And once I seen the replay, I didn't need to wait for the official to make the final call. I just ran over there and gave him the ball. Yeah, actually it was. But, you know, I spotted him out early in the game, and I said if I score, I want to give the ball to Reverend Kelly. And I'm sure he's going to reward, you know, a great student this week. No, Tony came up to me as soon as I scored. He was down there with me, and he said, oh, you're in, don't worry about it. And I guess Tony went to Coach and a few other guys and said, Coach, go ahead and throw the flag. And, you know, it was in, so. You know, actually, we want to score every time we touch the ball. And that's our mindset coming into practice, our mindset coming into a game. And, defense, you know, they made some plays. You know, fourth and one, they goal line, they stopped them. Third and short, you know, fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, they stopped them, gave us a chance. And we can't ask for nothing else. You know, all we want is a chance. If we're in the game in the fourth quarter, we're going to get the job done. Jay, he's a nice dresser. He's a nice dresser. He's kind of a little urban a little bit, and he's a little smooth. they switched it up. You know, we thought they were going to go cover eight like they've been doing, and, you know, we kind of expect a little cover six, which is eight and eight to the field and two to my side, and they switched it up on us. And so I'm glad I have Jay. You know, he's out there and he recognized where he should go with the ball and win. And teams got to play fair. You know, you got Eddie Royal on the other side, and you got Tony Scheffler running down the middle, and you got them backs in the backfield. They have to play fair. You know, if they want to double me and roll coverage to me, then it's still going to be the same outcome. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I'm a guy, like I said last week, that set my goals pretty high, and I play with a chip on my shoulder every day, and even in practice. I want to be the best, and I want our team to be the best, and whatever it takes, you know. And success kills, you know. Success kills. So every day I'm out there, and I'm trying to be successful. It's definitely a blessing, but, you know, those are the plays that, you know, if I want to be a part of this team, you know, a team that's, you know, on track to go to the playoffs, deep in the playoffs, those are the plays I got to make. You know, we expect to make those plays, And as a whole, you know, we're out there busting our butt, and you know, you look to the guy to your right and your left, and you play for them. You don't play for yourself. My rookie year, a great veteran used to play on his team, Al Wilson. He told me as soon as I stepped foot on in Dove Valley that, you know, I was asking him about the AFC. That was when they came off the AFC championship game, and they lost to Steelers. And I asked him, I said, you know, what'd it take to get to the Super Bowl, you know? And he told me, he said, it takes a little luck and a healthy team. And these past 2 weeks, you know, we definitely had the ball bouncing our way. So we're on track. We're on track, and we just got to stay focused. We got to stay humble. We got to stay humble, and we can't get complacent where we're at. Oh, I am. You know, it's a boys' sport. It's a boys' game, and we're out there just having fun. You know, the coaches are. Everyone in the organization is having fun, and you can see that, you know, by our emotion on the sideline and our swagger on the practice field.